Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Jordan's story, reflections on life so far. Hi there, I'm very new to this whole blogging scene, but I'm very grateful for the opportunity. So my name is Jordan, I'm a 17-year-old male living in London, England, UK. My vision loss is caused by a non-cancerous tumour on my optic nerves, which basically stops the vision signals from getting to my brain properly. The tumour itself is caused by a condition called neurofibromatosis, type 1, which is caused, for me at least, by a genetic mutation, so I am the first in my family to get it. It is unclear whether I was born with vision loss, although the doctors reckon it is highly likely. At first the tumour continued to grow, but when I was around 3, I was put on some very strong chemotherapy for about 2.5 years, which stopped it from growing. Despite that, I'm registered blind, although I am thankful that I still have some useful vision left, and that it has been stable for many years. Although I am reliant on a long cane or sighted guidance when out and about. I attend a mainstream secondary school, but one which has a Visual Impairment Specialist Resource, or VISR, which I must speak very highly of. While everything was adapted for me, I was still integrated quite well into the mainstream school. I came out of Year 11 with 6 B grades and 4 A grades, which I was quite happy with. After that, I decided to move into A levels, where I am now, studying sociology, psychology and philosophy, with the original intention of going to university. I've now decided against university and I want to move into some kind of job that raises awareness about visual impairments, whether that be talks with schools or businesses, etc., testing technology or online articles such as this. To help me with all these present and future plans, I'm heavily reliant on assistive technology, first using a Braille Note Apex and then choosing to upgrade to a Braille Sense U2. I also use an iPhone with VoiceOver, which is, of course, very useful to me. Back in 2014, I joined Facebook, which allowed me to connect with other blind or VI people of all ages from all over the world. These connections really opened my eyes and allowed me to share and gain experiences from others who were in the exact same situation as me. I'm very grateful for this network and I've made many friends thanks to it. When I was in early secondary school, I found it quite hard to make friends, for those around me seemed uncomfortable with my vision loss. But as I've grown in confidence, which has taken time, so has my friend circle. I wouldn't say I'm the most popular guy in the sixth form, but I have a group of decent friends and I'd prefer that over popularity any day. Finally, I'm also a keen drummer, but what with A-levels being as hectic as they are, it's been pushed to the wayside lately, but I definitely plan to properly take it up when my A-levels are over and done with in June 2018, and I would like to form a rock band someday. So that's a little about me and my sight impairment. Thank you so much for reading, and I hope you enjoyed. Jordan.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VI Talk Podcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.